Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill.
Hello everyone, I hope you're well, and if not, I got you, at least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill, and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. I hope you are doing super well. I know I am. I am so excited for some of the things that I am creating for you. And I have been slowing down and I'm really happy about it. And it's been a little bit of a challenge because I go at 1000% all the time sometimes. And sometimes I still need to remind myself of my whole, like, not just with work, but my business and my personal life and, you know, my dogs and everything. And it has just been so fulfilling to be able to slow down and build some really, like, new amazing things, which I'll be announcing quite soon. I'm very excited. And it's really, like, life is so full. I feel so weirdly judgy when I say that to myself, because I, like, many years ago, I used to look at people who would say stuff like that and be like, how are you so happy right now? And I am just feeling like I'm really living my best life right now. Like, the time is now. And even though there are many challenges, whether it's with my health, my corporate job, including like when I'm doing my business, I am just learning how to enjoy them. And that is why I also do what I do, because, you know, we live too short of a life at the end of the day to just be kind of all doom and gloom. And I'm here to show you how you can enjoy the ride and the journey. And this is a topic I really wanted to talk about from a person who has been a follower for a while. And I've been chatting with them. And they said these words to me. They were like, Michelle, I just don't fit corporate. I'm just not suited for corporate. I'm not for it. And that, and again, as you know, I'm still always working out the title of this one. Something along the lines of, when you're sitting there and you're thinking, I'm just not a good fit for corporate. I'm not a corporate girly. I'm not that person. That is what I want to dive into today. I want to dive into how that thought is so self-isolating, and it just creates more evidence that you aren't the fit for corporate. Also, where this has really come from, and what it actually really does relate to, and how your brain is kind of almost using it as an excuse, which, by the way, is completely normal. It's not you. Our brains will always do this. It will kind of sometimes distract us and use something internal, like, it's you. Like, actually, no, it'll either use something external, like, it's this, you know, person, stakeholder, whatever, and it's sometimes our own drama in our heads, or sometimes it'll be like, you are the problem, you are not the right fit, that's why you should quit and stop this so I can escape this. I'm going to go into this in all detail. I want to let you know that you are not alone. This is very common. It's also something that I used to struggle with, and the audio for, I think, the past minute has gone very grainy. Like, when I raise my voice, it sounds terrible, and I am going to try fix it. If not, apologize, and it will be fixed moving forward, and I'm just going to have more of a consistent voice, so it's not that kind of grainy, high-pitched. I was listening back to it, and I was like, what on earth was that? For many years, I struggled, and this is way before coaching. I'm going to give you some coaching tips, obviously, in my own personal experience, that how I've gotten through this, and also how I've shown other clients to get through this, but I used to really deeply feel like there was just something, like, you know, chalk and cheese, like, complete opposite. Why did I ever go into this? This was a bad idea. This was back, especially in my uni days as well. I used to have a part-time job in HR whilst I was studying uni, and I just felt so out of whack. And there were, like, you know, one-off comments around how young I was, etc., because I was at that time the youngest employee in the company there, and it was like a small company. And I remember thinking, like, no, this is, like, way out of my league. I just didn't feel like my personality or who I was matching what corporate was supposed to be. And there was a whole ton of thoughts that come from society, thoughts that relate to you and your ability, And of course, at the end of the day, we all want to belong, and our brains are really just trying to protect ourselves. And they want you to feel safe. And if it doesn't think it's safe, which I will go into in more detail in a second, it is going to, at times, what I have seen, it'll kind of be like, you aren't right for this, you need to move on. And this doesn't have to happen when you're just, you know, young or starting like your corporate job, or even if you're not young and you've just done a career change. This, what I'm seeing, seems to just happen for everyone at some point when, again, either they've started or they're making a shift or a big career change, and it's just this moment of like, am I doing the right thing? So I'm going to go into it in more detail. If this is you right now, please know that you are so not alone. This is not you. This is very common. And I'm going to teach you on this episode how to deal with this exactly. Okay. Before I get into it, I do want to let you know that I have a one-on-one 6-month coaching program. I help people like you who want to go after big goals in their corporate career, like getting that promotion. You are high achieving, but you also do not want to be burning out in the process. You do not want to be completely overwhelmed and also give up your social life. Hence the Epic and Work and Life program. I've done it for myself. I help my clients do it for them as well. Check out my website. There's a ton of testimonials on there and some video testimonials. But also, if this is something you're interested in, get in on my wait list, as I will be opening up some spots in May. We have a no pressure call to see if this is a good fit for you. I tell you about the program, and at the end, you get to make a decision that works for you. So link in the show notes for that. But let's talk about today's topic. Okay. So again, really common, something I've seen a lot in, and what I think has happened is this. One, there is a little bit of societal conditioning or thinking about what a corporate job is, right? And I take a little bit of this stuff from like corporate America and also like the 2010s kind of girl boss thing. But what I'm thinking of is back in almost like, some people say the 50s, I like to say more the 90s, right? I'm thinking of the 90s, 2000s, you know, I'm talking like the suits, the really formal, the, I don't know, literally the show, you could say something like Suits or something like that. But it's very corporate, very formal. There's like no room for personality. It's just all work, etc. And it's very like to the point. And when I say all work, what I mean is it's all about the work, as in there is no room for human emotions or what you're going through or feeling, etc. It is just purely about the job. And what I've seen over the past like 20 years is a complete shift in evolution, mainly because more, you know, younger generations are coming in, but also this realization that to have a really, you know, healthy employee that's like, you know, working for the company, you do need to take into account that they have a life and they have thoughts and feelings, and we don't turn up to work as robots. When we're turning up to work, we are turning up to work with the fact that our, you know, kid took a while to get ready and made us late, and that our car broke down, and that our, you know, pet is sick. There is a whole heap of, you know, nuances that come up as well. So if you are comparing yourself to this kind of state of what corporate is, you're always going to find evidence for it, because a lot of the clients that I work with, and specifically this person that I was chatting with, is they just felt like they were too emotional for the job, that they were reacting to what was happening, that they were like, again, going to the bathroom to cry, and which is why I literally built a whole workbook around this. It's free as well. You can get it on my website, The Secret to Stop Crying in the Bathroom Between Meetings, because it is something that is really common. And crying typically at work is typically seen and not met with, obviously it depends on the person, but the stereotype of what I hear is like, it's a bad thing, there's something wrong with you, it's like too much emotion, etc. And what I say to that is really like, crying is purely just a body's way to get rid of cortisol, right? And what I have observed over time is there is shame around having what I'm going to classify as more feminine emotions, but not necessarily more masculine emotions. That's not to say that crying is more feminine and anger is like, I actually don't agree with that. I think that's what we've, but if we talk about how we've kind of classified it on a societal level, right? Reason I say that is because anger, I would say, is much more acceptable in the workplace than someone crying, right? Hence why I'm distincting the difference between like masculine and feminine in this example. And what I say to that is not helpful. And society and also work culture has shifted around that. It really has. Now, every company, of course, is going to be a little bit different, but you are also going to be met with people, managers, stakeholders, employees, whatever, who are going to have their own perspective on all of that, right? The biggest thing that you want to be dealing with right now is your shame around these emotions, because the shame that you have is the reason why you don't feel like you fit corporate, because you are comparing yourself to everyone else. You're saying, oh, well, this person is showing up this way, etc., not realizing that they're very likely doing the same thing as you. I have an episode around how we're all wearing like masks to work, and really on the inside that we are dying. And what I see a lot of the time is people compare themselves to someone else, and like 99% of the time, they are going through the same shit as you. This actually happened a few years ago to me, where me and this colleague, like, we just thought, oh my God, we both thought that we were like absolute stars. But at the time, this is when I was going through like so much emotional and like mental kind of drama was coming up in my life. There was a pandemic. My grandfather was dying of cancer. The job was stretching myself as well. And they were going through their own things as well. And we both thought, oh my God, we're showing up to work so calm and collected, but actually we were like dying on the inside. So when you already have an idea of what you believe corporate is, and you have almost like this expectation or standard or whatever you want to call it that you are comparing yourself to, that is just not going to help. Because when you are kind of believing that you should be acting this way, and you are dismissing parts of yourself, which actually I would say is the reason that like you should be in corporate. I feel like people who are really in tune with their emotions make fantastic people managers, and you are like, this is what you see as a weakness is actually your biggest strength, and you are completely dismissing it. The only issue is you just don't know how to harness it yet, right? You don't have the tools and the tricks. That's the reason why I created the program, to help manage this in a really healthy way and actually use it as your best strength at work. On top of that, the brain needs to feel like it is part of an in-group and has a sense of belonging. Reason being is way back in the caveman days, when we were not fitting in, when we were not belonging, it literally meant death. So this is where I see a ton of issues around isolation and fear of like getting like cast out from the like group at work, and can also stop you from making really critical, important decisions that are going to help boost you getting that next promotion. Because if there is a fear of what other people are thinking, or worry that you already don't fit in and you're going to make it worse on yourself, you may not be leaning into either opportunities or things that are just going to get you noticed. And that is really, really important. And you do actually want to be setting yourself apart and showing like your capability and what you can do for the company. And it's this part of your brain that wants to feel safe, right? You know you're safe, right? Your thinking brain, when I say that to you, some people are like, but I am safe. I'm like, you know that, but there is a deeper part of you, stress response, limbic system, inner child, whatever you want to call it, right? That part of you doesn't. That part of you has had many experiences where it has been isolated, and we are naturally wired to want to fit in. I would say it's the opposite. You want to stand out. Of course, you want to stand out in a way. Yes, there's stuff around how to, you know, match the culture and like managing corporate politics and stuff like that, of course. But you need to do this level of inner work, I would say, fleshing out these types of fears so that you can do that properly. Okay, so you're comparing yourself to some external expectation of what a corporate person looks like. On top of that, you have this need wired in your brain to belong. Why do you continue to potentially do this, even though maybe at a surface level you already know this? Why is the option you're just not the right fit and you need to move on? Again, it's your brain's way of trying to protect yourself from future isolation, you could say, of a future rejection. So it's trying to convince you. And here's the problem: when you are thinking and believing that you are not fit for corporate, you are just not the right style, you will always find evidence for it. You can find evidence for any point, and you can find evidence for any thought that your brain is giving you. And your brain, it's like if I say to you, there are so many red cars on the road, all of a sudden you will start to notice red cars on the road because I have just given that to you and it's aware and it's in your head and your brain is now looking out for it. It's the same with this, which is why I say the shift you need to make, which you'll work through some stuff which we'll go into in a second, but you need to be shifting to how am I a good fit for corporate? How is my uniqueness why I am a good fit for corporate? Can you imagine if every company hired the same type of personality and person all the time? We just know from so many studies that just does not productive, and you need a really good mix of people in your team. So all these things in your head that you're seeing as faults, again, I say this all the time, and this is like the bit, one of my biggest takeaways is every weakness that you have is also a strength. You cannot have strengths without weaknesses and vice versa. So if you were thinking, for example, this person who was talking to me was saying that they're just, you know, they're too bubbly, they have too many emotions overflowing, etc. I'm like, yeah, you're going to make a really empathetic people leader and you're going to be really caring and you're going to bring that energy to and like really empower a team. You just don't know at this point in time how to regulate them in a way that you feel comfortable with, that you're not like biting your tongue in the middle of like a meeting room, like trying to like hold back how you're feeling. And what a lot of the time I see is deep down underneath this, there are thoughts around your capability and if you're good enough. And that's really where it's all coming from. This is where I'm saying it's usually just a surface level thought of like, you're not a good fit. You are feeling really isolated. And then it comes down to your ability, not just to like, I guess you could say mesh with everyone else, but also if you're used to getting external validation for you're doing a good job and you're fitting in, et cetera, and for whatever reason, maybe you're not receiving that or at the same level, then you're going to look for evidence as to why this is potentially dangerous, as in I'm getting, you know, dangerous as in your brain is like rejection is bad here and it's going to be like, see, you're not a good fit. So this is another thing that I see. It can lead down to your capability and ability as well. So the main way to get through this is I want you to list out all the reasons as to why you're not a good fit for corporate, why you suck, right? Then I want you to flip it and I want you to be like, so if one of them is I get too emotional and I care too much about people, I cry, whatever it is, I just want you to flip that. Why is that also a good thing? Because I will hone this in time and time again. All your weaknesses are also your strengths. You cannot be strong in one area without being, I guess you could say, quote unquote, weak in another area. Okay. And you need to start bringing up more evidence as to why your uniqueness is a good fit for corporate, why corporate or the corporate world, you need to be valuing yourself like you do for someone else, right? If someone was feeling like, if someone, how you are speaking to yourself right now, you know, saying you're not a good fit, etc. Like, what would you say if this was a friend or if this was someone else? You'd be like, no. And then you'd list all the reasons to why they're amazing to work with and a really, really good fit. Why can't you do that for yourself? That's another question to ask yourself. Why can't you give that same level of self-compassion? 99% of the time, it's because you don't want to let your guard down because there is a part of your brain that is too scared to do that because for fear of like rejection, which again, it's like big danger for the brain. And secondly, if there are thoughts you need to work through, like you know, not believing you're good enough and stuff like that, sometimes it can come up with a list of reasons that's kind of separate. Like you not believing you have capability, your brain's now like, and see, your personality just doesn't fit the corporate world. So list out the reasons you're not good for corporate and then why you are good for corporate. Again, turn a weakness into a strength. See if you can start to find evidence of that. Every day, write out why you are good for corporate. Even if you don't half believe it, just give you a little bit of your brain some evidence. And then treat yourself as if you were your own best friend. What would you say? Now, it sounds crazy, but like your brain does need to hear that, okay? It will be absorbed. It doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's fake. Actually, when you're thinking things and imagining things in your head, it actually doesn't know the difference. So it's important to feed it some good stuff from time to time. Anyway, that's all that I have for today. And I will see you next week. Bye. Hey, are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge, how to disconnect from work and enjoy your weekend again in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top three most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.